Up next, Omi Pride 09.
Everybody's always talking at me. Everybody's trying to get in my head. I want to listen to my own heart talking. I need to count on myself instead.
Did you ever
lose yourself to get what you want?
Did you ever
get on a ride they want to get on?
Did you ever
wish you were the ones you should have held close? Did you ever let it go, or did you ever not know? I'm not gonna stop, that's who I am. I give it all I got, that is my plan. Well, I found what I lost, you know you can. Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. I wanna make it right, that is the way to turn my life around. Today is the day. Another type of guy who means what I say. Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. How will I know if there's a path worth taking? Should I question every move I make? With all I've lost, my heart is breaking. I don't wanna make the same mistake.
Did you ever
doubt your dream will ever come true?
Did you ever
blame the world and never blame you?
I will never
try to live a lie again. I don't wanna win this game if I can play it my way. I'm not gonna stop, that
who
I am. I give it all I got, that is my plan. Well, I found what I lost, you know you can.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
I wanna make it right, that is the way to turn my life around. Today is the day. Am I the type of guy who needs what I say?
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
Oh, hold up. Give me time to think. Bring it on down. Gotta work on my swing. Gotta do my own thing. Oh, hold up. It's no good at all to see yourself and not recognize your face. Out on my own, it's such a scary place. Ooh. The answer's all inside of me. All I gotta do is believe. I'm not gonna stop, not gonna stop to give my shot. That's who I am, that's my plan. Well, I'm up on top, you can. Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on you can.
Bet on it,
bet on it,
bet on
it,
bet on it,
bet on it. I'm gonna make it right, that is my way. You turn my left around today. What I say,
bet on it, bet on it,
you can bet on me.
And that was Omi Pride 09 with Bet On It, High School Musical 2, back-to-back after Sharp Cookies. Omi, okay, my biggest problem with this wasn't singing or anything. It was just the syncing with the backtrack was not good. Your vocals almost consistently throughout the song lagged behind the music, half a second or so, like in the milliseconds, and it was just really distracting to listen to, because it sounded like you were just playing catch up the whole time, when I think it was more like a mixing thing when it was didn't align right with the backtrack. Let's see. The harmonies were nice, but I wanted more like grrrness. That's what I have in my notes in the chorus. Like, it needed more like oomph and like attack in it, because this is like where he's like going for it and like I need to do this, and he's just really determined, and I didn't quite get that from this. But vocally I thought it was good, just the chorus didn't quite go there for me. Zoe,
thank you for the backstory, because now I know what to look for. Me, sometimes it felt like back vocals versus main vocals, like they were competing with each other every now and then. And I do agree, like, mixing-wise, it did sound a bit sloppy. And that's all I really have. I mean, he sounded nice. I just don't know how else to critique this song. Andy?
Personally, I was not a huge fan of this. Like, at first I liked the main vocals, but I thought that there was something wrong with the back vocals the entire time. Like, I thought the diction in the back vocals was not very good. I thought the energy in the back vocals was not very good. And then as the song went on, I thought that they kind of dragged down the main vocals, which I had originally liked. I don't know. The whole thing, and it just kind of seems sloppy at times for me, like a step back in OMI mixing land. Like, I thought that you were, like, you had gotten better than the mixing in this and stuff. So, yeah. And I didn't like that one part where you're, like, panning through the middle of my head. I didn't like that part. I thought the panning was unnecessary. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, and I think it's an OMI step backwards, and that's never a good thing. Don't keep moving backwards. Skip yourself moving forward again, OMI. Move forward. Keep moving forward. All right. That's all I have to say. All
right. So, up next is Moniker Silent.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go kite!
And that was Moniker Silent with Let's Go Fly Kite from Mary Poppins.
Yay. See, you eventually got a classic song, Zell.
See? One, your last one.
Thanks. Okay. I don't know how I feel about the take of it, because it felt like a little posh relaxed, but even so, I would have liked more energy in this, or a little bit more excitement, because you did have moments of excitement, but even those weren't big enough for my liking. I loved the roll R's. You went to head voice near the end, and I wasn't a big fan of that. And then air is clear. It sounded like you were trying to reach for that high note. That's all I have. Ambi?
Yeah. I loved your vocals. Like, I was okay with it being a little poshy with, like, the rolling of the R's and all that. But I just thought it was really low energy overall. Like, I just needed a little extra life or oomph behind the vocals to really punch them a little bit more. And I think it was in the key change, when the back vocals came in with you, it started to sound like you were pushing just that break between head and chest. Do guys have head and chest voice? I don't know.
Yes, we do, Ambi. Possibly? Yes, we do.
Okay,
they
you do? Okay.
They technically have three if you count pulsetto, like you were... but...
Okay, well, it kind of seemed like it was pushing that break in your range to me. So I don't know how I felt about this overall. Jeffers.
What do you guys mean by posh?
Realize
like you kind of sounded
this.
Like, oh, ha, ha, I'm proper.
Yeah.
But actually, it kind of worked.
I don't know.
A little bit?
I really didn't like the R. It was just my note with like, Moniker, why are you doing that R? It's really irritating for me.
I think it works with the poshness.
Like, yeah, it worked with the poshness, but I wasn't a fan of the poshness, because, like, I don't know. Bert is not very posh at all. So I thought it was. Oh, I hear my echo. I thought it was.
Sorry, I accidentally unplugged the microphone.
I thought there was a kind of like a contrasting thing because I wasn't a fan on your overall take of the song, but.
Oh, no, I'll wait after you're done.
But overall, I thought it was not bad, but it's in that middle range, so yeah.
What I was going to say is maybe it was more as Mr. Banks singing this part of the song, or him singing the song itself.
Yeah, it was that's a bit more Mr. Banks' reprise version than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way I was looking at it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right,
anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. In which case, we are on to our last person, Faded Phantom.
Faded.
Things 1, 2, 3. Everyone is different, but where we can agree, every girl wants a boy to treat her sweet. Don't think that being mean will get you anywhere. Don't think that acting cool will make me want to care. I need your respect if you're gonna be the one. And if you must apply, then try to get the job done. Who's got what it takes to be my guy? What it takes to make me shine? What it takes to get me fired up? Who's got what it takes to be my glow? What it takes to make me glow? What it takes to make this beat flow? Talk can be so cheap, so I just look for action. Be good to me if you want my attraction. Maybe I just want too much, but I don't really care. I know I'm worth it, and I know he's out there. Wait, you might be a contender. Hey, can I borrow your sweatshirt? Normally I'm not the one to say hello first, but if I didn't, I might miss out, and that might hurt. Who's got what it takes to be my guy? What it takes to make me shine? What it takes to get me fired up? Who's got what it takes to be my glow? What it takes to make me glow? What it takes to make this beat flow? I've been contemplating what it takes to make me give my heart. Could you
That was Faded Phantom with what is it again? It's from Camp Rock. I know
Who's
that.
Who's got what it takes?
Who's got what it takes? Is this the one that the girl that's like the bitchy girl sings?
I don't remember, but I know it's at the end part where they're doing that dance thing.
Okay. For me, Faded, I thought, like, I really liked it when it first came in. I thought that it was I loved that whole, like, who's it? When it first came in, I thought that was, oh, this is entertaining. For me, though, I thought that the main vocals got a little too casual at times. Like, you kind of sounded like a little bored, but when it went into the bridge, I loved what you did in the bridge. Like, it got different and it got, I don't know, more flowy. Like, it almost seemed like the main vocals throughout the rest of it were a little, like, stiff, and I don't know. I was not a fan of the main vocals for the most part until the bridge, and then I loved them. I wish that you had done more of what you did in the bridge throughout the entire song, because I thought that that would have made the song even better. Oh, and you're a little confused, darling, because you're like, I'm immune, so I can do... No. Honey, read the emails. You won the fast pass in round one. You don't have extended fast passes anymore.
It's different this season.
It's different this season than last season. You won the fast pass through round one. You're not immune, so... Careful. Like, you're taking, like, you're like, I'm gonna take a risk because I'm immune. It's like, oh, honey, you're not immune. You're not. So be wary of that in the future. Jeffers.
Yeah, that was my first thing when I read the email. I was like, oh no. What did she pick? Oh no. And this was a risky song choice, but I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was bad either. Rappin' Faded. Cool. I also really liked the bridge a lot. And I liked your higher background vocals that were in the verse, where you started to use your head voice a little bit. I'm just a big fan of Faded's head voice. And that's about it. Like, it was good. Wasn't great, but it was good for me. Zoe?
Interesting song choice, Faded. I would have never thought you'd sing something like this. ... I love the attitude. I want to say she added herself to the back vocals. Or is that what you just said?
I think all of her back... I think she was all back vocals, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, after her pop star finale songs, I wouldn't doubt if it was all her.
Okay.
With her layering.
Okay, yeah, because they had attitude, too. I'm like, oh, okay, she got a posse behind her. But yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, is that all?
Yes.
Moving on into results, then?
Yeah, we gotta hurry, guys. I gotta go.
All right.
Like, all right, so who... Hold on one second, guys. You guys continue.
Do you want us to just do saves, then?
Like, I gotta go.
Okay.
And we did save and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, who won for you guys?
Nani.
Nani won for me as well. Yeah. All right, so all right. Nani, congratulations. You are the winner. So just, we'll start going down the list. I'll start since it was my
start
episode.
Well, Nani and Lash are both immune anyway.
Oh, they're both immune anyways, but Nani still won the night for me, even though
yeah.
She's immune.
Yeah.
So I'm going to save Silver Soul Bird.
Okay. And Lash is immune, so I won't have to save her. I will save, let's see, I will save Clary.
I will save... Oh, wait, you already saved Soulbird. I'll save Maddie.
Oh, it's back to me. I will save Faded Phantom.
Okay. I will save Read to Me.
I would save Mega Dizzy.
I will save Rochellular.
Okay, let's see. I'm missing someone on my list, but I'm hoping one of you guys saves them. I'll save Genesis.
Oh man, you took JC from me. I'll save Gildragon.
I will save Turtle. So now we're down to the bottom seven, and four of you are going home. This was kind of the danger zone that we had to deliberate over. And the people mm-hmm. who are left are Carly, Captain of Squad Zero, Monica, Melly, Cookies,
oh,
Omi, and Val.
There we go. Sorry.
So who are you going to save, Jeffers?
I will save Melly.
I will save Monica.
All right. So now we're down to one final save. And that save is going to be no anticipation this week because I have to go because
yeah.
So I am saving Cookies.
All right. So
yeah, you guys, I'm gonna leave now. So sorry to ruin this episode, but you can handle the rest of it. Peace out. Bye. Bye guys.
Okay. Bye, Abby. Okay, so unfortunately for Omi, Captain of Squad Zero, Carly, and Valkyrie Celeste, unfortunately you four were in our bottom and we're cutting to 15, so you four were unfortunately cut. I am sorry.
Sad case.
And Heartless Masquerade dropped.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, Heartless dropped, and who was the other one? Oh, Sea Glass dropped, but she told us early so we could bring back Turtle, so that's why Turtle's. And she's safe, so that's good. So going through to the next round is... I don't have the order.
Okay,
but
I just have them listed. Nani, Lash, Rochelle, Silver Soulbird, Moniker, Maddie, Faded, Mega Dizzy. I have Moniker twice on here. Cookies, Read to Me, Gildragon, Turtles, and I'm missing somebody then.
Did you get Dizzy or Melly or...
Millie. Millie's the one that I didn't write down.
All right.
I wrote Moniker twice.
Okay, so congratulations, you guys. Top 15. Wow.
Woo.
We went
just,
from 15.
Yeah. No, I was just going to repeat the immunity and the main. The immunity was reprise songs.
Yes.
And the main is Sounds Like, which is the voice actors. And all that's going to be in a nice little email that I hope you people read, because I don't take hours or long minutes writing them for you guys.
I honestly don't know how long you take writing them, though, but you always label for them, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your Immunity Reprise record is due next Sunday, which is, I believe, the 10th?
Hold on. 10th? Sunday the 10th, yes.
Sweet! And your main, which is Sounds Like, the Disney Voice Actor Challenge, is due on Monday the
11th, Jefferson.
11th. The 11th, right. Okay, thank you, Zell.
And, it's not late, we're just tired.
Oh, I just don't have a calendar in front of me, but... do you have anything else to add?
Congrats, we're sorry to see the people who got cut go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And again, if anyone drops, please let us know ASAP, because we do have people we would like to bring back. We have a little list of people in the
organization. Yeah, we have people listed to be brought back.
And Turtle got back and was saved, so it can happen. It could happen.
It can happen to you.
Yes, it can happen to you. All right, so is that it?
I guess so.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Night, y'all.